episode 3017, Be Kind and Compassionate.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous spring day on this beautiful, sweet spirit Sunday. Yes, it is one of those times where I just want you to dive into God's love, what He has in store for you. I want you to mute everything around you. I don't want you to think about the kids. I don't want you to think about the dinner dishes and dogs. I don't want you to think about what's going to happen tomorrow. I want you to be in God's presence now. Be kind and compassionate. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Ephesians 4, verse 32 says this, Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. My friend, what would happen if you lived your everyday with this battle cry? Just think about that. Envelop yourself into this Bible verse. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. We can be so quick to toss away what doesn't feed our selfish desires. But God breathed life into you, not to shame what others lack, but to fulfill what He sees as your daily comeback. Life doesn't have to be about always getting what you want. It can encompass the agony of defeat and the thrill of victory all at the same moment. However, if you don't get your attitude out of the way of God's glory, you're going to miss what He has in store for you. Be kind and compassionate. Too often we equate our actions to what we think we deserve. But don't you think everyone deserves to be respected and treated kindly with a heart of compassion? Let's not get entangled with how the world responds to self-indulging demands. Lean into how God calls you to live out your everyday. Make your actions meet the goal of putting more smiles on faces rather than always trying to be number one in all places. God created you not to be destructive in words or actions. In fact, His instruction is to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. So my challenge for you, my friend, what can you do differently today that will impact tomorrow in a way that touches a heart and shows God's love? You know, most of what Jesus did when He walked on earth was always seeking opportunities to serve, to show kindness and compassion. What are you doing to move that mission forward? If that was the only battle cry that God had for you and said, my sweet child, this is what I have for you. Yes, I know you have to have a job to pay the bills. I know you have to raise these crazy children right now in the stages of life that they're in. Yes, I know your marriage needs attention. Yes, I know you don't have the career necessarily that you love. In fact, you gave up something in order to fulfill something else. But my child, what I need from you is to be kind and compassionate, to forgive each other. But so much of our life is spent tearing people down. What would happen if you would build someone up every single day? Do you think that would change the world we have right now? I do. God wants what's best for you. But you have to be willing to walk in His mission field. Are you willing to walk as He did, seeking opportunities to serve, to show kindness and compassion? You know, the random acts of kindness. It doesn't have to be about the money thing. You don't have to pay for someone's coffee, but you can hold a door. You can help a struggling mom that's trying to get her groceries in the car and put her child in the car seat all at the same time as a child is screaming and kicking and yelling. You can help an older, elderly woman not just cross the street, but to reach from something high on a shelf that, well, unfortunately, she's just not that tall anymore. Maybe you can serve by standing at a door, just holding it open for a few families to come in. Why? Not because you have all the time in the world, but because you're willing to be Jesus's hands and feet. Seek opportunities to be kind and compassionate. You, my friend, can be those hands and feet of Jesus by the actions you exhibit and the words you speak. Don't sit here and cut people down with four-letter words. The only four-letter word you should focus on is L-O-V-E, love. If we would just take time and stop being so selfish and self-indulged in what we think we want to go after in this world. If we would stand in God's mission field, being kind to our neighbors, waving, saying hello, thanking your postman as he comes and delivers your mail every single day, stopping for a moment to thank your Amazon Prime delivery gal, to say, you know what, thanks so much for taking care of my packages. Sometimes I think we equate what kindness is supposed to be, that it equals money. What about our words? What about a smile? What about a hug? All of that is free. But for some reason, we've buried that. It's time to get your hands dirty and be in the mission field of Jesus Christ. My prayer for you, my friend, may your heart resemble the love God has for you. May your words bring healing to others' hurting souls and be a powerful reminder that this too shall pass. May kindness and compassion lead your everyday conversations and actions. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.